Why spend your wages for what fails to satisfy? Those were our words from Isaiah this morning. Why spend your wages for what fails to satisfy? But what does satisfy? I mean, is it true that Snickers satisfies, as the commercial said? Or maybe nothing can satisfy us, as the Rolling Stones sang about so many years ago. What will make me happy? And why spend my wages on that which won't? Well, hearing that question, it seemed like an opportune time for a return of our happiness baskets. Some of you have seen the happiness baskets before. It was St. Thomas Aquinas, actually building on Aristotle, who wrote about the four levels, or the four kinds, of happiness. I call them the four happiness baskets. So, a quick review. The first basket Aquinas writes about is what he calls an immediate happiness. It comes like this, but it also goes like this. The second basket of happiness is a short-term happiness that comes from comparing myself or competing with someone else. It lasts for a little while. The third basket you could call a long-term happiness basket, and it comes from helping other people. And then that fourth happiness basket is that happiness which endures, that happiness that extends even beyond time, the fourth level of happiness. So today we take a particular focus on how long your happiness lasts. Or, using our key word from the first reading, which was also in the gospel, what does it mean to be satisfied? Well, that's really the pitfall of the first two baskets. In the first basket, the happiness is almost immediate. It can come from 8 seconds on a bull. It could come from tubing on the lake. It could be a drink or a drug, pornographic website, or a bacon cheeseburger. Does it satisfy? Well, for an instant, it does. But if that's all that makes me happy, then it will never be enough. That was part of the problem with the crowds in the gospel. They didn't see Jesus as the forgiver of sins, much less the Son of God. They saw the person who did tricks, multiplying loaves, healing blind people. And they just wanted to see the next trick. Why spend your wages for what fails to satisfy? Well, the second basket is searching out the happiness that comes from competition or comparison. I'm happier because I have a fancier phone than you do. I'm happy because our team won the softball tournament. I'm happy because I have less wrinkles than my neighbor. But how long does that happiness last? Only until the next comparison. Yes, we won the local softball tournament. But to sustain that happiness, I have to win the regional softball tournament. And then the state softball tournament. And if my happiness is based on knowing that my phone is nicer than yours, then it will be diminished when I realize that it's not as nice as yours. The pursuit of this kind of happiness has two possible endings. Either you will be the best, the richest, the most athletic, the most beautiful, and not for long, or you will realize that you're not. Well, the third basket is what I like to call the happiness that comes from making someone else happy. A healthy marriage is often found in this basket. Being able to lead others in singing could be a source of this happiness. You know, donating to help Catholic charities in a pandemic can give me this happiness. But how long does this happiness last? Is this something that will leave me satisfied? Now, it could be that this happiness lasts a lifetime. But one must realize that my ability to make others happy also has its limits. You know, sometimes parents will be on a mission to make their kids happy. I want you to have a new uniform. You've got to have a private lesson instructor. I want my kid to get the lead role in the play. But if my happiness comes from putting someone else in the first two baskets, is that what I want? I remember when I was visiting the nursing home once for Mass, and I said that our opening hymn will be Amazing Grace. And a woman said, "I can't sing anymore." You know, that day will come when I can no longer shovel someone's sidewalk, when you can't cook for your husband anymore, or even hold his hand. That's why Aquinas points out that the only thing that truly satisfies is a happiness that endures. That which endures is true and good and beautiful. You know, he might even say that listening to a symphony by Beethoven or admiring a painting by Da Vinci has an element of this happiness. Because it doesn't stop being beautiful just because I stop listening to it or looking at it. And ultimately, the only happiness that does not end will come from reading about or thinking about or being with a God who does not end. The gospel says they were satisfied, and they all ate and were satisfied. Well, they were satisfied not because they ate bread, but because Jesus fed them. You know, all of us here want to be happy. There's no arguing that. How we choose to find that happiness is up to us. I can spend my wages on something that lasts a little while, or I can spend it on something that satisfies.